let it snow, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally say goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you'll only hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying.
Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW FM, Fairfield, Illinois. I've got Steve Earhart, the guest here this morning. As you need to get that, okay. We're talking about the Wayne City Raritan Breakfast taking place this Saturday, as well as other things going on. The Christmas show taking place this Saturday as well at the Wayne City Little Opry House. Before we leave the Raritan Breakfast, you just mentioned it, and I hadn't put it together. I guess I should look farther into my schedule. I'm going to be over here this Saturday, aren't I?
Right.
Mm-hmm. This is a big basketball day.
Yes, it is. Yes, it
See,
is.
See, that's the thing. There's folks who are going to be coming down from Sisney. Sisney's in the first game.
Yeah.
And that game is at 10:30.
Yes.
At the high school. This is at the Wayne City Community Building, you
yes.
say?
Mm-hmm.
Which one is the community building now?
That's
Did
the one
it
on,
move?
That No, it's the one on Mill Street right across from the lumber yard. Mill Street's a street that goes to the school.
Okay, so the bank donated the other building to the – what is the – is that the library now or something, the other
no,
building?
No, the city didn't donate anything. George Kistner bought that and donated it to the city.
Oh, I see.
That's
okay.
The George Kistner Memorial Building. He actually bought it from the bank.
Yeah.
And then turned it into a municipality building. They moved everything up there. And the only thing there is in the community building is just actually for activities.
Good. Because that used to be where the offices,
yes,
where you'd go
to pay your
water bill
and
stuff like
that. Actually had board meetings in there and everything like that. And they moved that all up to what used to be the old First National Bank.
So with it being right there across from the lumber yard on Mill Street, which is as you're heading south on 242, just past the tracks, it's like the second left. If you're coming from Sisney and you don't know the Wayne City area all that well, or if you're coming from Fairfield for that matter and don't know the Wayne City area all that well, it's the second left and it's just immediately there on the right after you make that turn. The breakfast is going till when?
Till 10 o'clock.
So if you're coming down to go watch the Running Lions play ball, or for that matter, if you're for Patoka, I don't know, we might have listeners up in Patoka there in the first game. This is an ideal opportunity.
My suggestion, if you were doing that, is to drop by about 8 o'clock mm-hmm. and have you a nice breakfast. And by chance, you've got a little one with you. Santa Claus will be there, and somebody will be there taking pictures.
Really?
And the first 100 children come through get a free bag of candy.
No kidding.
And this picture that you get is free.
Is that right?
The only problem is you're going to have to return to Wayne City on the 16th. To get it developed and everything like
sure.
that. But you'll have to come back and you'll have to pick it up, and you can pick that up at
TJ's. Well, that's the thing. We got basketball games all week long.
Correct.
And there'll be opportunities for people to come back to town.
But I used to have little ones years ago, and prices have changed, but I can remember paying $20 to get my little girl's picture with Santa
sure.
and different things like
sure.
that. This is free.
Well, that's
amazing. You just come in, and Twyla King will be taking this picture, and she's a professional photographer, and it will be, I'll guarantee it'll be a good picture, you know. And you get a picture of Santa Claus and your loved one can get a little bag of candy. You can get a wonderful breakfast to kickstart your day, and you're on the way. You got everything you need.
Are you gonna sit on Santa Claus' lap?
No, I probably won't.
If you did, what would you ask Santa Claus for this year, Steve? What do you got in mind?
You got
your eye on a nice big smoker, maybe a new smoker type of thing. Is that what you're looking for?
No, I would.
No,
I would ask Santa Claus for 63 more years of life, just like I've got and I've had. Because Bruce, I've had a wonderful life. I've done a lot of things, and it's
Santa is a great guy, but I'm not sure he can help you, Steve.
No, you're probably right. I might get a toy instead.
Well, that's okay. So Santa Claus is going to show up, you think, about 8?
Yeah, 8 o'clock, and
right.
He'll be there till 9:30.
Okay.
And, of course, we'll shut down at 10, and the reason shutting down Santa Claus at 9:30, if there's a backup,
sure.
We'll still be able to, you know, take care of everybody.
Oh, sure.
We'll still be around, and we don't want to shove nobody out the door.
Well, you wouldn't.
And it's going to be wonderful. We're also going to have some crafts and vendors in the little old opera building.
Yeah, let's talk about that. It's basically the Christmas Bazaar, I guess, or something, right?
They've had this different years, and there's a lot of vendors there, and they'll be giving away gift certificates. I think it's going to be a great thing, and it'll be in the little old opera building, and that's straight across from the John Deere there in town.
Okay.
And the community building, as you go down Mill Street, it has a big sign out in front of it, so you can't miss it. So you're good to go there.
And the little old opera is the former Sharps.
Yes, former Sharps building, and I can't tell you, they have dances there on Friday nights, I think, or
Thursdays.
Is it Thursdays?
Yeah, like 6 o'clock to 9 o'clock, or
I know,
5 to 7 or something.
I know they've got several people that show up because
it's always packed.
Yeah, you can't get through town hardly about there because there's cars parked everywhere and everything. And it's really a good deal. Just want to touch on, this is being done by the Ruitans. And the Ruitans is a civic organization that's been in Wayne City for quite a long time. Melissa Gardner is our president.
Mm-hmm.
She's newly elected. Pat Harvey's our vice president. Sue Myers is our secretary, and Karen Hale is our treasurer. Anybody that's interested in being a Ruitan, all they've got to do is show up at 6:30, the fourth Monday of the month, at the community building. We'll be glad to have you as a member.
At night or in the morning?
At night.
I didn't know if you'd have breakfast meetings.
No breakfast meetings. We do have food, though.
That's good.
We do have a nice meal. We have a lady that takes care of us having a nice meal, and it's just it's a good meeting place, and it's a good thing to do.
Well,
it's
really is, and the Ruritans are involved in so many of the fun things that happen in Wayne City. I mean, we talk Bean Days, Bean Days is a huge undertaking, and that's the thing. You can always take new volunteers, can't you?
Oh, yes. We are, matter of fact, a lot of our clientele is getting older, you know.
Yeah.
And one of our great big fundraisers was sweet corn.
Oh, really?
And our clientele is getting older, and it's hard to get people to pick sweet corn. And we've had to give that up, and we've gone to
really. They used to have, you know, used to have people up there at the railroad tracks every weekend.
Yeah, we've turned that over to the FFA kids.
Oh, okay.
And they're doing it this year, and we're doing a gun raffle. And the reason we're doing a gun raffle instead of sweet corn is because the clientele's older, and they can always go out and sell tickets. But
sure,
it's hard to actually get a lot of physical labor out of older people.
You want to? Do you know any of these vendors who are coming? You've got the list over there.
I
didn't know if you're familiar with any of these people.
I don't want to go over them because I'm afraid I will miss somebody. But I tell you what, I do want to hit on just one thing. Wayne City is a small little town, and we've got soup being giveaway at TJ's, and we've got desserts being giveaway at Gloss.
Now wait a minute.
Which I know.
Hold on. All day Saturday?
11:30 it starts.
See, now I hadn't heard about any of this. Sue didn't tell me about any of this.
Well, see, we wanted to make this at 11:30 because we knew you'd be at work at 10:30.
I see.
We wanted to make it a little later.
Yeah, I was sitting there making my lunch plans. Come on, Steve.
But something that I really want to hit on these two businesses, they put new storefronts on in the recent, and they're spiffing up Wayne City. The Gloss has got a wonderful looking front on their building. I mean, they've worked hard at it, and it's one of the nicest looking buildings in Wayne City on the front there. And
which side is that? If you're driving through,
it would be on the west side, and it would be in the second block as you go south
down there. In the see that's next to let's see you have
right next to the OIGA, which is now the furniture store.
Oh, okay, next to Boyd's.
Yeah, next to Boyd Furniture. It's between it and Clock's Larker. Clark's Locker. And
how about Clark's Locker?
Yeah, how about that? Getting kind of hung up on that. But anyway, these are really, they put
and
some
the TJ's
nice
thrift store is across the street.
It's just across the street, and these girls have worked hard to make the Wayne City look nice, and they need to be, as you stop in, at least tell them how much you like the new storefront that they've got.
Tell me a little bit about the soup. The soup is at 11:30 at both of the places, or soup is at TJ's?
Yeah, TJ's, and I don't have no idea because she's making it, and I don't have no idea what the dessert is. My agenda's kind of filled with the breakfast, so I'm staying out of this. So,
but probably not a bad idea.
It's part of the bazaar event. So,
well, see, now, again, so let's give the hours again. This Christmas show is at the Wayne City Little Opry. That's next to the Wayne City Post Office and across from McLean Implement,
yes.
The John Deere shop.
It's 8 to 2.
8 to 2 on this Saturday. Oh, see, now that's the thing. All this is this Saturday, isn't it?
Yes, and most of it's in the morning. This 2 o'clock thing is the only thing that's actually struck into the afternoon. But a lot of the people will be going to ball game. There's a lot of people actually still in Wayne City in the morning, you know.
If anybody has any questions, who they need to get a hold of, Sue? Or
they can get a hold of Sue. They can get a hold of myself. You know, they can stop and ask any of the businesses, call the businesses that the Gloss, or they can call TJ's or whatever. And,
actually, I was trying to steer you to the number down here at the bottom. They've got Julia gave her number out.
Yes, go ahead and give that. I don't have that in in front of me.
Julia Myers, you can give her a call if you need any information, especially on the bazaar anyway, at 618-237-4428. And, you know, looking at the list, we don't want to – there's probably more that have been added from this list, but you could – there's all kinds of things that on this list, from cooking stuff to sewing. What is Tastefully Simple? That really sounds like candy.
I don't know. I don't know. A lot of these I don't know. The Pampered Chef one, you know, and stuff like
that. See, I know what some of them are. I know what Pampered Chef is. That, do you use any Pampered Chef?
Oh, yes. My wife just loves it.
Is that right?
I've got an order coming in, seems like, every week.
You buy your cutlery from Rada Cutlery?
Yes, we buy some, and it's really, really good stuff.
Those are solid knives, aren't
they?
Yes,
they are. They are.
I know what doTERRA is. That's the essential oil stuff. So there'll be some of that there. And it looks like some candle makers and handmade items, folded art, folded book art. Pop-up books?
Once again.
That's great.
I try to stay away from these places that cost me money. I steer my wife away from them as much as possible, but
you get
don't get the job done.
You can find holiday wreaths by Linda Greenwalt and some jewelry from Magnabilities, interchangeable jewelry. You ever seen some of that stuff?
Oh, yes.
Very impressive.
Yes, that jewelry is just wonderful.
And all this going on in Wayne City this Saturday, beginning with the Raritan Breakfast, Saturday, December 12th at 6 a.m., at the Wayne City Community Building. That's the thing. These are two different places, aren't they?
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. The community building's going to host the pancakes and biscuits and gravy and sausage and eggs. And once you get done there, you go to the Christmas show. And Santa Claus is going to be at the Wayne City Raritan Breakfast. I've kind of dominated the conversation the last 5 minutes. Steve, you sat there McQuiet.
It's all in walking distance. Come in, and the breakfast is by donation.
I forgot to mention that, didn't I?
And the reason we do it by donation, it's very, very simple. You give what you're able to give.
Yeah.
We don't want anybody to walk away without a meal, and you just come in and give what you feel that you want to, and we'll accept it full-heartedly, and you'll get just as good as a meal if you put in $1 million.
Oh, there and you're not going to turn somebody down from putting in $1 million.
No. Unfortunately, we've never had that to happen.
You never had somebody bring in that big a check.
Bruce Dickey's never ate that. So there may be, you know.
A possibility. It's a possibility. That's the thing. I could give you a check for $1 million all day long. I'd give you 10 of them. You just wouldn't want to cash them.
I see.
This is the Bruce Dickey Show. You're listening on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM. Fairfield. We'll be back with Steve Earhart. More on the Bruce Dickey Show after these.
Hooray! Christmas is here. Oh! Hooray, hooray, hooray! Oh, hear the merry sleigh.
Yes, Dad.
Jingling, 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 Santa's on his way.
Oh, Santa.
Be good, the way you know you should. He's got some toys for girls and boys who promise to be good.
Oh.
Got a bike for Billy and a doll for Jane. Got a dress for Mary and a sewing game. A plane for Johnny and a cowboy gun. He's got something for everyone.
Oh.
Hooray, hooray.
Hooray!
Oh, hear the merry sleigh. Jingling, 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 Santa's on his way.
Morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM, Fairfield, Illinois. Bruce Dickey here. My guest across the way is Steve Earhart. He's the, among many other things, he's with the Wayne City Ruritans. He's the owner of Superior Steel in Wayne City. And he's also the chairman of the Wayne County Board. We haven't even talked about that. Probably may not get to that. Because it's running too smooth. There's nothing for me to ask you about that, right, Steve?
Right.
Don't answer that.
No, everything's pretty smooth.
I was going to say, answer that. You don't want to say if things are running smooth, that's when things go haywire. How things are going out at Superior Steel?
Doing just great. This would be a good time to tell you about my Traeger grills, Bruce.
I'd love to hear. Because these Traeger grills, I've seen them in action. I've got one of my best friends. It lives up in Cleveland, and he's a grilling enthusiast, shall we call. And he has owned different varieties of grills from the different companies. And about 3 years ago, 3 or 4, maybe 5 years ago, stumbled on this Traeger grill system. And he got to dealing with that, and he thought, well, he's been love. I mean, as men age, Steve, as men age, they fall out of love with women and fall in love with grilling.
Yes. Good food takes high pressure.
Their heart moves down to their stomach, I guess. I don't know. But he loves these Traeger grills, and you've been selling them for a while now, huh?
Yes, I've sold several of them. And the thing about a Traeger grill that a lot of people don't understand, first of all, you take your gas grill and you throw a nice steak that you give $25 for, and it's got a nice fat ring around it.
Sure.
You throw it on your grill, and you drop the lid on it, and you think, oh, I'm going to run in the house and get me something to drink, see how the wife's preparing
sure.
the rest
yeah.
of it and everything.
Yeah.
You come back out there, and your grill's on fire because this grease is dripped down onto the flame,
right.
caught it on fire, and you've
right.
burnt this steak.
Right.
And it's just now getting started cooking, and you've
That's
already
either on
burnt.
Gas or on charcoal.
Yeah, and more like, so on gas than charcoal. But
yeah.
but anyway, the Traeger, you do not do that. It has a big stainless steel pan underneath of it that all the drippings run off into a little bucket on the side, and you get absolutely none of that effect. Second of all, whenever you light a Traeger, you plug it into electricity and you put it in a light position. You don't get in there with a match and do everything like that and possibly get blowed up or anything like that. You just turn it on to light. It comes on. It turns up. You turn it to the temperature you want. When it comes to that temperature that you want, you put your meat on there. And it doesn't vary 2 degrees either way.
Is that
right?
If
you set it on 300, it stays on 300.
No kidding.
And then you get a real neat cookbook with these things, and it tells you, like ribs. I love the rib recipe. 325 for 2 hours. Any idiot can look at
yeah.
his watch and say, 2 hours I take this off. And you set that thing for that and do it exactly like that, and those ribs turn out delicious. They turn out delicious. And a huge piece of meat. Like, I cook a lot of prime rib. Matter of fact, I'm cooking 2 prime ribs tomorrow.
Oh, really?
And
the whole standing
thing.
Rib roast
yes,
is what
yes,
you're cooking.
It'll be
probably a 30-pound piece of meat or 25,
yes.
something
mm-hmm.
like that.
Yeah. And these will cost me $125
sure.
a piece.
Oh, yeah.
And that's one thing you really don't want to ruin. You don't really, you know, and the people that's wanting this, if you come in and say, oh, yeah, I've got your prime rib here, but it's a little burnt, you know.
Hey, hold on a second. Just time out. You said you're cooking them tomorrow. I guess I missed the note where I was supposed to be for that.
This is for the county employees. I don't think you qualify.
But so what's the fuel system? I mean, you're plugging it in, but that's not really for your fuel, is it? That's not the heating.
The electricity takes care of everything. You've got a little electric motor that kicks in, and it's got an auger system. You've got pellets in a hopper there, and they look just like hog food pellets, and it just feeds these into it, and then you've got a little stick in there that glows just like a glow bar on a furnace, turns red hot, gets these things to burning. Once the temperature comes up so high on them, the glow stick kicks itself off. The little fan makes like a forge on the old forges and forces air in there and gets these pellets really a-burning and everything like that, and then it's controlled by the thermostat. Thermostat says, I'm hot, the auger kicks off. Thermostat said, I'm cold, the auger kicks on.
How long does it usually take to, when the auger kicks back on to bring it back to temperature?
It never varies 2 degrees.
So it just, it's
consistent. It's consistent. Wow. Now, it won't be consistent if you fan the lid because you falsified the temperature. You've let cold air in, and it'll say, oh, my God, I'm 10 degrees over, and it'll stay on, you know. If you'll shut the lid like you're supposed to, the way you're supposed to cook on these things is put the meat in there, shut the lid, and forget about it.
Same thing with burgers?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Really?
I never turn a steak. I never turn a steak on mine.
How do you get a sear? Or do you?
I really don't even try to.
No kidding.
It's so tender without it. Like I was getting ready to tell you, I'm going to cook these prime rib tomorrow.
Yeah.
And what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring this up to 300 degrees temperature.
All right.
I'm going to set my meat on there. I'm going to put a thermometer probe into it. It's going to have a readout on the outside.
Yeah.
And I'm going to have a remote thing in my pocket. And I'm going to set this. I'm going to set this for desired temperature, and then I'm going to shut the lid on it. It's full of pellets. I don't need to do nothing to it. I'm going to stay within 300 feet of this cooker, and this remote's going to go beep 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 beep. And when it does, I'm going to go over there and I'm going to take my meat off, and I'm going to be guaranteed it's to the temperature that I want, and it's done. And that's all about
really?
It. That's why. And it takes an amateur 1 hour. 3 hours later, you're a professional.
Is that right?
That's how it works. And any large piece of meat, you can just put a probe on and stick it in there, and you know exactly what temperature that you want to bring it out at.
Well, you see, now that's the thing. You've got, if somebody's going to want, somebody wants a medium rare and somebody's going to want well or something, you never know. You got two different heats to bring it up to, right?
No. You take it out quicker.
Oh, I see.
Now, if I'm cooking my prime rib and somebody says, I want mine rare, and I want mine, okay, I will stick a probe in the middle, and I'll stick a probe in the end.
Okay.
And just stick it in partially, see?
Yeah.
And then when the outside comes up to the 165-degree temperature, the other one's down to 160, that's the time to take it off. And when you cut it, cut the middle out for the rare, outsides. Because the middle is the last thing to get done. It goes from, you know, all the way inside, and you can always get your rare in the middle if you want it.
Do you throw the baked potatoes on there too, or
how does
that work?
Baked potatoes. I've tried everything. I cooked a pie on it.
Oh, now hold on.
Exactly. I cooked a pie on, and now this has got to be a fruit pie, and it's got to be a double layer, double crusted pie. You can't put lemon meringue in there naturally. But I've cooked an apple pie in it. I've cooked just bacon.
How do you cook bacon? I guess not on the grill.
Yeah, just throw it right on the grill. And you know how that grease...
Well, I guess you say the grease is going off anyway, right?
You know how it makes that grease? It just runs right off. And my son has got one. He's had it for about 8 years. He's the one turned me on to these things.
Uh-huh.
And anyway, he's had his for 8 years. And my son is probably not the best one in the world to take care of things. it sets outside. And... don't get really a lot of tender, loving care.
Uh-huh.
He goes and plugs it in, lights it, and it just works perfect.
Is that right?
And
they stand up.
Oh yes, they're great, and they're guaranteed for 3 years, no matter anything. And I've been in business with them now for 3 years, and I've never ever done any warranty work.
No kidding.
Never done any warranty work.
You know, that's part of the job of being a wholesaler or a retailer.
Whenever I got in business, I said, I need to know a parts list that I need to keep because I don't want anybody having a broken down grill.
Yeah.
And they said, you need one of these and one of these. And I said, one? Yeah. You'll have plenty of time to get another one if you ever have to use them. And I've never had to use any of them. They're just a great piece of equipment.
That's amazing.
And they come, small ones are $439. They got another one that's $7.99. They got another one's $9.99.
How big do they get? How much food will they do? I mean,
well, my big one that sells for $19.95, I've had 6 prime rib and 2 tenderloins on it at one time. I've got 2 of them, and the other day I cooked 12 turkeys and 2 hams on the 2 of them.
Wow!
For the church dinner, the Harvest
Church.
How
long did that take?
Took 3 hours.
Goodness.
Now, tomorrow I'll cook this prime rib. I'm going to cook prime rib and a turkey, and it'll take about 3.5 to 3.75 hours. It's according to what size they are. I haven't picked them up yet. I'm going to drop by John's Butcher Block and pick them up right after I leave here.
So. Well, what temperature do you like to get your bird?
I like to have my bird at about 165 degrees.
Okay.
Now, if I'm cooking different things, it'll run up to 205 degrees, like you're cooking a brisket or something like
where
that.
Where do you find the pellets? You've got them, I presume.
Yes, I have the pellets. I have the seasoning. I have everything. And
are there different flavorings for the pellets? Do they have different species or something?
Yeah, we have pecan, we have apple, we have hickory, we have mesquite, we have oak, and this little cookbook that comes with the grill. It gives you recommendations on what to do with it and everything like that. And Bruce, just because that we're doing this Ruitton thing, anybody that takes and eats at the Ruitton breakfast can drop by between now and Christmas and buy one of these grills for $100 off.
How about that?
Just tell them you ate at the Ruitton breakfast, and I'll be there so I'll know whether you did or not. And drop by, and we will knock $100 off one of these grills.
Oh, that's
amazing. For a Christmas special.
That's a great deal. That's a great deal. We're talking about the Traeger Grills at Superior Steel, south of Wayne City, You mentioned the different sizes. Just 3 different sizes, or how many different sizes?
There's 6 different sizes, but I only keep 4 of them. They make a tailgate model that's real, real pretty pink.
Yeah,
and I really don't keep it. Unfortunately, the ones I sell the most of, the middle sized ones, I keep plenty of those.
What is the biggest seller? The mid-size, you think?
The little Tex.
Is that the biggest for the company as well, or just for you?
No, the little Tex is the one that I would recommend for a 4-person family.
Yeah.
The big Tex I'd recommend for people that do parties in the yard when their family come over and everything like that. And then the huge one, I do them for commercial use.
Yeah.
And I started out with trying to figure out how to diversify from my pork chops.
Sure.
And I thought, let's go into some other line. And my son had this Traeger grill, and I thought, boy, this would be great. So I wanted one of these big commercial jobs that they had. And these people that sell these things say, no, we're not knocking any off retail price. He said, these are the Cadillac, we don't have to. We sell them as fast as we can get them without it, and everything. So I had to become a dealer to get a bargain on them. And after I became a dealer, I started selling them and everything like that. And every one I've ever sold, people just tell me how much they love it.
Well, that's one.
I've sold several of them around Wayne City. Jeff Sledge, he just praises his,
Oh, is that right?
He said he and his wife just loves it,
Well, because he's cooking.
Yeah, well, she cooks on it as well. Rachie's pretty good at that. So.
Well, now you said you can do your potatoes. Can you do any of the other parts
veggies,
of your meals?
Veggies.
Do you grill veggies on it?
Yes, asparagus. And then there's a veggie rub that you put on that I sell. And that asparagus, it turns out great. The boy that runs Tech to Go there,
yeah,
he turned me on to that. He's got a Traeger grill, and I sold it to him. And he does the veggies on it all the time.
Well, so. Steve, it sounds like, let me reiterate what's going on this weekend, the Ruitton Breakfast, Saturday, December 12th at 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. Make sure you get there. Pancakes, biscuits, gravy, sausage, and eggs. Also, the Christmas show at the Wayne City Little Opry. All kinds of things going on there. Santa's going to be at the when's the Santa coming again?
It's coming from 8:30 to 9.
At the Wayne City
Ruitton. 8 to 9:30, I'm sorry.
8 to 9:30 at the Wayne City Ruitton Breakfast. Steve, I'm out of time. Thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you, Bruce, for having me.
I appreciate that. Go get a grill. That's a great deal. $100 off?
Exactly.
That's insane. Thanks for listening, folks. Talk to you all real soon.